Good evening, Broncos fans, and welcome back to Jersey City. Back here across the Hudson River from New York, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV, and this is Broncos TV live from New York on this Thursday night, officially the coldest night of the week out here for us. But we still have a few days away before the Super Bowl. Temps hopefully will go back up. Broncos sticking to their routine on Thursday, something they followed all year long, went back out to the Jets facility for practice and more preparation for Seattle, tightening up the game plan that they built last week. They also had their last full commitment to addressing the press. Right now, you can really feel the fact where all the fans kind of take over the stage of the Super Bowl. The players, not as much. You're not going to see them talking to the media much anymore. Coach Fox will talk to the press again on Friday at a joint press conference with Pete Carroll, but you definitely get the sense that we're getting a little bit closer to Super Bowl 48. Again, been here all week. Broncos getting their preparation in. And today, something very unique happened and something we were fortunate enough to be a part of. Everyone got up, and according to one of the gentlemen that I interviewed, 100 million people watched the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange. We went along the way with John Elway, who also was joined by Broncos president Joe Ellis, who got a police escort across this river right over there. John went there to ring the bell. Here's that video from this morning.
People think it's theater, but it's actually very exciting because when he walks across the floor, everyone on the floor will know who he is. Everyone will be walking up, looking to shake his hand, say hi to him, get a picture. And then when you get up on the podium, even though it seems like there's not that many people watching, there's more than 100 million people worldwide watching.
You know, really a great thrill. I've never just seen it on TV, but it was really a great thrill to be down there, see all the action, the energy on the floor down there. So it was really a great experience.
I'll be at the game on Sunday, sitting with my man, Mr. Mecklenburg. And this is the jersey I wear to every game. So far, my track record going to Broncos games with this jersey, let's just say it's pretty good.
The accommodations in New Jersey and New York have been so accommodating to everything that we've needed. It's been a great experience this week. The New Jersey police take us across the river, and then the New York police pick us up and take us to the Stock Exchange. So it's been, the accommodations have been unbelievable, and the people have really welcomed us with open arms. We couldn't have asked for a better experience.
Again, that was this morning at the New York Stock Exchange. For those of you into boats, that John Elway was behind the wheel of a 40-foot New Jersey State Patrol moose boat. He had a great time on that ride, spent actually half the trip talking to those guys about boats and what they do along this river. He said he appreciated their help. So back to football. We talked all week long to a bunch of players who, these rookies, there's some guys who have been here just with the Broncos for one season. And here they are at the Super Bowl. Champ Bailey's been doing this for 15 years. He's been close before, and he knows he has now just three more days to wait before he gets to play in his first Super Bowl. Everyone on this team wants Champ to get a ring, and they talked to Greg Caldwell about it earlier today.
As confetti rained down on the newly crowned AFC champion Denver Broncos, there seemed to be a consensus on the field that this one's for Champ. Not that the Broncos are only playing for the 15th year cornerback, but the feeling is, after 15 seasons, Bailey deserves this chance in the Super Bowl, and the Broncos want to take advantage of it.
For Champ to play as long as he has and have a chance to play in his first one, it speaks to how difficult it is to get there, but it also speaks to his just commitment to staying on top of his game, keeping himself in great shape. To be playing corner at his age is extremely difficult.
Peyton Manning wasn't the only player who had high hopes for Champ's Super Bowl appearance. Brian Dawkins, former teammate, spoke to the team last week, and he said if Bailey's able to hoist that Lombardi trophy, there may be tears of joy coming from him. And Bailey's defensive teammates shared that sentiment.
It means a lot. I mean, I still walk in the locker room every day, still walk around the team in meetings and just like, wow, that's Champ Bailey. And, you know, it'll definitely mean a lot to be part of something and, hopefully win it for him.
It's been an up-and-down season for Bailey, who missed the majority of the regular season with a foot injury. But he's played in both the Broncos playoff games and started and played a key role in the AFC Championship game. That's why he said he feels he's playing his best football of the season when it counts.
I appreciate the respect and the support I get from my guys, but it's not about me. It's about this team. And, you know, I know I've been around the block a few times and been in this league a long time, but it's not about Champ. It's more about our team. This is a business trip for us. I mean, we got to make sure we prepare the way we're supposed to. I mean, to give ourselves a chance to win. If we don't dial in on that, then, I mean, it's a worthless trip to me.
For Broncos TV, I'm Gray Caldwell.
Again, that's Gray. Gray, thank you very much. So from one veteran who all Broncos fans have become so familiar with for what he's done, not only for the Broncos, but for the Redskins, Champ Bailey, to another now who, to say he's dialed in, well, that doesn't quite give justice to what Peyton Manning did this year, what this Broncos offense accomplished this year, the best offense in NFL history. Right now, more than 2.5 years since he came to Denver after leaving the Colts organization that he basically helped put back on the NFL map. The story's been told, but Peyton Manning talked about it a little bit differently today and how much more comfortable he's feeling now as a Bronco. And look, here's what it's led to. 3 days away from Super Bowl 48.
The Broncos are just 3 days away from Super Bowl 48, and this morning players finished off their media obligations on board the Cornucopia Majesty. And as he has all week long, Peyton Manning appeared very calm and reflective. In fact, he said this second season in Denver, he's felt much more comfortable than he did last year.
You feel like an outsider, and I think it's probably because I was so entrenched in one organization for so long that you can't just transition right away. This year, I can't tell you how much more comfortable I feel. Once again, I got to thank the Broncos for that. They have just continued to open their arms up and welcome me.
His numbers certainly show that during his record-setting season, but his wide receivers say they've also noticed it in the locker room.
You know, relationships are built over time, and trust is built over time, and that's something that, you know, we went through last year is kind of getting that relationship down, and now, you know, off the field activities or going to dinner, going to play golf, those things, you know, can build a relationship and transfer over to the football field.
You know, I think he's more comfortable. It's difficult to change in an environment that long into your career. I'm sure that it was probably tougher for him than he even let on.
Pro Bowl wide receiver Demaryius Thomas certainly has chemistry with Manning, but he remembers just how anxious he was the first time he met him.
He was like, "Hey, what's up, man?" And I'm like, "Hello, sir." I'm like, "Hello, sir, how you doing?" And because I was still nervous because it was Peyton. You know, I watched him when I was kind of, you know, younger, in you know, high school and college. So, you know, but I was excited, you know, ready to get to work because I was going to be able to play with the best.
Along with Kurt Warner and Craig Morton, Manning became just the third quarterback to lead two teams to the Super Bowl.
That to me is a special accomplishment in itself because you have to, I know how hard it's been for me to transition to a new organization, you know, to try to get comfortable with the new culture you're playing in and surroundings. And just to get comfortable is hard enough. And then to actually, you know, turn it into some production and help your team get back to this game, it's hard to do. So I know I'm proud of what this team has accomplished this year.
Outside of the team hotel in Jersey City, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.
Phil Milani, again, to say Peyton's gotten more comfortable. Everyone saw that this year, and here we are. He's getting ready to try and win his second Super Bowl. We got two more segments left here on Broncos TV Live from New York, presented by Prime Sport. You saw a little bit of Demaryius Thomas in that piece just now. We'll go to break with these highlights. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Broncos fans. Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos.
The Outlaws, Denver's professional outdoor lacrosse team, plays here this summer at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Season tickets are on sale now and start at just $88 for 8 home games, including the Mile High 4th of July and the best fireworks in town. Visit DenverOutlaws.com or call 303-OUTLAWS for more info. Denver Outlaws Lacrosse. We play to win.
It's coming, football fans. Super Bowl 48 is right around the corner, and NFL Mobile from Verizon is the best way to keep up with your favorite teams and players in the postseason. NFL Mobile will once again be streaming live coverage of Super Bowl 48 to Verizon subscribers across America's largest 4G LTE network. Fans, you heard me right. Live coverage streaming directly to your smartphone. Download NFL Mobile exclusively from Verizon now.
Hey Broncos fans, Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos.
Welcome back to Broncos TV live from New York on this Thursday evening. Wind kicking up. We're out here outside the team's Hyatt Regency Hotel on this Thursday, a day when the rest of the organization made the trip out to the East Coast. Players' families, everyone's arrived. We're getting that much closer to kickoff against Seattle on Sunday afternoon in Super Bowl 48. Now, this week we've brought you some stories about some players with some New Jersey ties. There are several of them on this team. One of them, Robert Ayers, who's been relied on this season to really help fill in for what was lost by some players getting injured this year. Robert Ayers contributing to this team, helping the Broncos get this far. And our cameras took a look at his story and his ties to Hoboken here in New Jersey.
Yeah, you know, that's a coincidence. You know, I won my first state championship, first time of me really winning anything big. And, you know, it was in the Giant Stadium, the old Giant Stadium. And now, you know, we get to go up here and play in the Super Bowl and possibly win another championship in Giant Stadium. So it's going to be fun.
We only had him for a year, but you could see the potential in the kid. You know, I was a position coach at the time. You know, Coach Stinson, who's moved on since then, was the head coach. But, you know, I was in his ear constantly saying, this kid's ready to play varsity football.
Well, the first thing I could tell you is I wish I would have had more time with Robert at Hoboken because he was only there with us in the freshman year. But you could obviously see he was going to develop into be, you know, an outstanding player. And even at that time, you could project that he'd probably be a scholarship player.
I remember most about Coach Stinson was he was a very intense coach, and he wanted that in his players, and he pushed us that. And that was one of my for early years playing football, and he drove everyone to be intense and to play with a lot of passion. And that was in my early career. I learned that from him to just, you know, give you all and to be intense and to bring that fire, because that's what he brought, and that's what I learned from him.
The pinnacle of your high school career is winning a state championship. And, you know, in New Jersey, to play at Giant Stadium and win it, I mean, it had to be something special for a 13, 14-year-old freshman. Now he goes the whole gamut, and he's playing for the biggest prize in football, and he has a chance to win it on that same field.
Well, it's going to be a good occasion. You know, I get to go back and see some family. You know, they get to see me in a very emotional week for me, a big moment in my career, and they're going to be able to support me, and it's going to be fun.
That's Robert Ayers again, one of many on this team who are so glad this year's Super Bowl is being played where it is a chance for them to come home, have their families be here, play the biggest games of their lives. Now back joined by Connor Regehi, who's been giving us updates all week long on the Verizon promotion going on just a few miles from here and the color of the Empire State Building that both Broncos and Seahawks fans are helping to light. Broncos got a win last night.
They did get a win last night. We had it in our shot live here on Broncos TV, which was unbelievable. Blue and orange was the Empire State Building. I'm turning into an expert on colors and how social media works here, and it's kind of fascinating. Keep those tweets coming. The hashtag is who's going to win, hashtag Broncos as well. There's a lot of Twitter action going on. I've gotten tweets as well saying, hey, every tweet you have coming from the Super Bowl or about the Broncos, hashtag Broncos, and while you're at it, hashtag who's going to win, and maybe tonight the Empire State Building will once again show up blue and orange. Not only was the Empire State Building orange last night, but the Freedom Tower right behind us was as well.
So, again, that's a great promotion, again, fans can take part of tonight. Broncos get a win. It's 2-2.
Right.
Friday makes the difference.
And it's been close. It's only been 2 points behind each time either way. So overall tracking, Broncos are in the lead.
All right. So successful so far. Yep. And that's just one of the things you've been doing,
yep,
traipsing around all over New York in your rental car.
Yes.
That you're probably going to have to buy.
A lot of subway this time now.
Okay.
I've been on the trains a lot the past couple
okay.
days. I finally figured that out as
okay.
well. So, but while we were in New York, what we did was is we went to Super Bowl Boulevard. So 34th Street, up Broadway, all the way to Times Square. They've shut it down, and they've turned it into what's become Party Central in New York. They have all sorts of Super Bowl-themed, even rides. You'll see that in just a second. It'll make sense, trust me. But there's all kinds of things. Super Bowl celebrities are walking around. Jersey Boys played to kick it off today. And here's a look at Super Bowl Boulevard in Times Square.
New York City's Broadway is one of the most famous streets in the world. And for Super Bowl week, it's closed down between 34th Street and Times Square to make way for a big Super Bowl-sized party.
Let's go, Broncos!
There's a toboggan hill, music stage, interactive Xbox Super Bowl play between the Seahawks and Broncos, celebrity appearances, and much more.
Who do you love?
Peyton Manning.
Ah, right. And where are you guys from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Same with you?
Yep.
So why do you love Peyton Manning?
Oh, he's just so nice.
He's
How
hot.
Can you not love him? He's incredible.
Incredible. And you said?
Hot.
Opening Wednesday and going through Super Bowl Sunday, Times Square and Super Bowl Boulevard are packed. And the party's just getting started.
We're about to ride the toboggan. And we're going to see how that goes. I'm a little unsure. I'm about to sign a waiver, so we'll find out. We made it. I don't know how, but we made it. It's Broncos TV live from Times Square and Super Bowl Boulevard. So Super Bowl Boulevard is a lot of fun. There's a lot of people down there. There's a picture tweeted last night from Times Square and Super Bowl Boulevard. There was no room, but everyone was smiling. They're having a good time. And New York City is feeling the energy of the Super Bowl.
So in the heart of the city, there's this for all the fans who are coming out here. How long will they get a chance to spend some time there and take it in?
Right. It opened Wednesday, and it'll be open through Saturday. So through Saturday, not open on Super Bowl Sunday. So if you're in the New York area, go check it out. Through Saturday between 34th Street and Times Square on Broadway.
That's great. Connor, thank you. In case,
my pleasure.
In case you didn't know, that is completely accessible by subway.
Open to the public
and
subway. I'll probably be on there, so say hello anytime.
Connor, thank you. Yeah. When we come back here on Broncos TV live from New York, for the first time this week, we're thrilled to bring you a live player guest. Safety Mike Adams will join us. We'll be right back.
Hey Broncos fans, Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos. Not getting enough Broncos in your life? Be sure to download the free Broncos mobile app. It's all things Broncos at your fingertips 24/7. Get live game updates, exclusive Broncos media content, team stats and injury updates, and even keep track of your fantasy football team. Use it on game days at Sports Authority Field at Mile High with a new Wi-Fi system available for Verizon Wireless customers to search concession options, listen to 850 KOA radio feed, access video replays, and watch the post-game press conference live. It's a must-have for fans that bleed orange and blue. Download today at BroncosMobile.com.
Colorado's biggest music festival has found a new home in Colorado's biggest city. The Snowball Music Festival rolls into the Mile High City in 2014, landing at the park at Sports Authority Field at Mile High on April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Delivering its diverse lineup of over 65 world-class musicians and its unique mountain lifestyle vibe to the exciting urban backdrop of Denver, Colorado, Snowball 2014 promises its biggest and best year yet.
Hey Broncos fans, Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos.
Welcome back to Broncos TV Live from New York here on this Thursday night. Really happy to be joined this week for the first time. One of the guys getting ready for the Super Bowl, safety Mike Adams. Mike, I know you guys just got back from practice. We're at that part of the week now where it feels like something you've been used to all season. I guess just take us back. I know for you this whole experience has been so special so far. What are you feeling now after you've been here for a few days?
Now I'm just feeling like game time now. Like you just said, we just got into the mold yesterday. We had pads on and we started hitting each other, so it just felt like getting back in the groove. We didn't have curfew Monday and
right.
had Sunday night and was out Monday, and then now back to work.
Right.
You know, we had media day, we did all the fun things, and now it's time to lock in and win a game.
Coach Fox said earlier this week that you guys put the whole game plan in last week. How did that help when you're getting ready for the biggest game of the season?
I think it helped big time just because of we have a tight schedule and we have so much going on. You know, we had our best practices last week, so now all we're doing now is putting the finishing touches on things and, like, just going over things, reiterating our game plan and what we have to do. We're tweaking a couple things here and there, but not much.
Coach likes to say that what counts is when you're playing your best football at the end of the year. I know it was a preseason game. The outcome didn't matter, but it still meant something to you guys. It's been such a long season since then,
yeah.
But in terms of playing your best ball, let's take into account the injuries. How different is this defense right now since you guys went to Seattle and lost by 30 points? It was a preseason, I know, but still,
yeah.
How different is everything?
I mean, the one thing that makes it different is only two people that was starting that preseason game. It was only two people that started that
right.
preseason game that's playing now.
It's amazing.
So that's one big difference. And another big difference is, like, we weren't clicking as a defense that well at the beginning of the season. We were still getting it together, but we were still making little mistakes here and there.
Right.
And we're not making those mistakes anymore. You know, we came out, we finished the season strong. We finished the season strong, and that's what you want to do. You want to finish strong, and we peaked at the right moment.
When you get to this point, especially in your career now, and you get to this point of the week where you're 3 days away, are you still talking to some of the younger players who go, wow, this is my first time here? It's Mike's first time, too. Or are you done talking to him?
I'm done talking to him because, you know, it's game time now. But earlier on, I wanted them to understand that they probably will never get here again. You know, not to put any bad luck on it,
sure.
or whatever. But
you just don't know.
You just don't know. And just Champ Bailey, this is first time in 14 years, you know, and 14, 15 years, whatever it is. And, like, his first time in a big dance. So that has to be saying a lot. And the young guys have to pay attention to that.
Let's talk about Seattle a little bit. You guys did face some mobile quarterbacks this year. Does it help? Can you take what you learn when you played against some of them and apply it to Russell Wilson?
Oh, absolutely. You can do that, but you know, he's a special player. He's his own person. Like, he can create plays out of the pocket, and he got a strong arm, and I didn't really notice until I really studied him that his arm is real strong, and he create plays. Like, yeah, you can have the receivers locked up and they can uncover,
right,
and he can create something. Let alone the addition of Percy Harvin coming back, and then you got Beast Mode running the ball. So we got our hands full, but we're up for the challenge.
Yeah, they definitely have weapons. There's a reason why you guys are both here. Both teams are the two best teams in the NFL going to play for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You put the game plan in last week, and now you're a couple of days away when you've been kind of thinking about what it's going to be like come Sunday. Have you thought about what it's going to be like as you come out of the tunnel finally?
Not yet. But I could imagine chills going through my body, the crowd being electric, and you know, the one thing you see on TV is that when kickoff, all the cameras flashing.
I
can just see all that stuff right now. So that's one thing I could imagine.
Back before the Broncos even made the trip out here, I remember you were very emotional after the Patriots game, and then later on you said, if we win that Super Bowl, I'm going to go ahead and wear my pads home. That's how happy you were to just have this opportunity. Have you put more thought into that?
I thought about it, but that's still yet to be seen whether I'm going to walk home with my pads on and everything. So, depending on how this game go, but if, so that's maybe.
I know as we let you go with this, you do have the ties here at home for you personally with just the whole story. It's one of the best stories, I think, of the week with this team. I guess we'll let you go on this one and go inside and get warm. How special has this been?
It's been real special. You know, family's here. You know, it's nothing like celebrating with your family.
Yeah.
I don't have to fly them out, so I'm saving a little money. But just having all my family and friends here close to me and when and if we hoist up that trophy, it'll just mean so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks again. Thanks for coming down. I know you guys are busy. All the Broncos are very busy. Mike Adams taking some time to join us here tonight on Broncos TV Live. We'll be right back. Well, if that doesn't get you excited for Sunday's Super Bowl, then we're just not working hard enough. We'll try and get you some more before kickoff, and that's going to do it for tonight's show. But before we go, I want to remind you of what's going on here in New York as we get a little bit closer. Broncos are taking part of at Mustang Sally's Friday at 5 o'clock. They have beer specials, food specials, Wear Your Orange. That's on 324 7th Avenue. And also, you can also be a part of a giant Broncos group photo. More chance for you to wear your orange. That's at the Charging Bull at One Bowling Green, which I'm pretty sure is just across the river there over in New York. Now, before we go, we told you about Miles is going to be at both of those events. So will the Broncos cheerleaders who arrived in New Jersey tonight here with the rest of the team. The Broncos now have pretty much the entire organization out here ready to support the team as they get ready to face Seattle in the Super Bowl. Sam, you guys are here. You get to cheer one more game. I know you guys have to be excited, too.
Yeah, it's been a thrilling season. I can't believe that we've had such an awesome opportunity to come all the way here to New York and New Jersey for the Super Bowl. We just got off of a bus and came right over here to see you, and it's going to be an amazing day on Sunday.
Looks like you guys just got off the bus, dressed and ready to go. You guys do a cheer?
Yes, absolutely. Ladies, let's bring it in. Go Broncos on three. 1, 2, 3. Go Broncos!
Well, Broncos indeed. There you go. That's going to do it for Broncos TV Live from New York, presented by Prime Sport here on this Thursday night. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 6:30 Mountain. Have a great night.